organised criminals are killing, abusing and preying on society. That's what our Justice Minister David Ford is saying. He was speaking at the launch of the Organised Crime Task Force's annual report. Among its achievements last year, the task force carried out almost 5,000 drug seizures with a value of almost £10 million and closed 38 fuel laundering plants. The minister has also highlighted the fact that the National Crime Agency doesn't have full operational powers in Northern Ireland. The minister, David Ford, is on the line this morning. Minister, and before we talk about this, just picking up on what Brian Rowan had been saying, one of the elements in terms of what's going on, and he was saying, you know, police plans and the possibility of perhaps needing mutual aid from other forces in England again and Scotland, and the possibility of what they're going to be facing and the lack, it seems, of any sort of agreement. How concerned are you by all of this and what it means for policing here over the coming weeks?
Well, clearly I'm extremely concerned as Justice Minister about the potential effects on policing. I mean, you highlighted in the programme a couple of weeks ago when I pointed out that we'd spent over £9 million policing the top end of Tweeddale Avenue since July last year. That is an outrageous sum of money to be spending because of the failure to agree around parades and protests. And the knock-on effect that that's having on policing elsewhere is very significant. Just last week, I was in County Fermanagh, and I saw police officers who were about to leave from Inniskillen to do a shift of public order duty in Tweeddale Avenue. Now, that means that there's a knock-on effect on policing everywhere, with overtime costs going on, and in some cases, operational capability lost in other areas because of what's needed for public order policing in North Belfast. It really is time that politicians showed some lead around that.
In terms of what you've been talking about and the organised crime here, I mean, these figures, at a glance, seem very impressive. 4,825 drug seizures, the value of almost £10 million, 38 fuel laundering plants closed, up from 22 the previous year, £1.5 million recovered through criminal confiscation orders. I mean, are these on target? Was there a target, or are there targets when it comes to these types of figures?
Well, there are no specific targets for those kind of issues. The target is, in that sense, to fight organised crime. And what we see through the Organised Crime Task Force is extremely good work being done on a joined-up basis by a number of different agencies, whether they be agencies like the police, which is obviously now a devolved issue within Northern Ireland, or the contacts they have with bodies like Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, operating on a UK-wide basis, and even in a number of the specific areas like fuel laundering and some of the smuggling issues, strong cooperation with the Revenue Commissioners and the Garda Síochána across the border.
And what are the biggest issues facing the fight against organised crime here, do you feel?
I think probably the biggest issue is the need to ensure that people are aware of the threats of organised crime, the effects that it can have on legitimate traders, the effects it can have on creating victims, the effects it can have on creating pollution, if you look at things like fuel laundering. And there's a real danger that people don't connect the dots and see how organised crime is joined up. People sometimes think if they're buying a dodgy DVD or filling up the car with cheap diesel, that doesn't really matter too much. The sad reality is the same people who are engaging in what are perceived as less significant issues are also those who are engaged in major smuggling, who are engaged in human trafficking, who are selling drugs to children in Northern Ireland. And we need to see that people don't just buy a dodgy DVD thinking it doesn't matter, because the profits from that are actually going into things like drug dealings in many cases.
Well, and you're able to put a figure, obviously, when it comes to drug seizures, and there's a value of what that's worth. Is it difficult? Is it more difficult to put a value on the likes of buying, as you say, dodgy fuel or cheap DVDs or counterfeit goods? Is there any way of putting a figure on how much that actually does cost the local economy a year?
Well, when HMRC closes down fuel plants, they tend to do an estimate as to what amount of diesel could be processed in a year and what excise duty would be lost from that. But overall, the picture is that we know far too much. We know, for example, that something in the region of 12 or 13% of diesel fuel bought in Northern Ireland is probably laundered. There's a further amount which is not UK excise duty paid, but is paid in the Republic. So at least one of the agencies is getting the tax on that. But those are the kind of challenges. And clearly, when you look at the overall picture, it's very difficult to put a global sum on it. But what is quite clear is it is costing in human lives, it's costing in lost, genuine, legitimate business, and it's costing in pollution.
Who's behind these criminal organisations? Are these former paramilitary organisations turned into criminal organisations? Or are they criminals from abroad coming across? Who's behind this, do you feel?
It certainly seems to me that we have a mixture. We certainly have, in some cases, those who've been involved in paramilitary organisations who've turned to crime. And indeed, in some cases, it appears that there may still be those who are involved in terrorist organisations who fund that through this kind of organised criminal activity. There are other normal crime gangs, as you might put it that way, and there certainly are some external influences. For example, we've seen some people from mainland China involved in things like cannabis cultivation. We see some people from across Europe involved in a range of crime, but most of it is homegrown.
It's interesting. So you still feel that there are people who are involved in paramilitary organisations who are still involved in this sort of criminal activity, which is an interesting one, you know. Just because you're not pulling a trigger or planting a bomb anymore doesn't necessarily mean that you're not involved anymore or these organisations aren't active.
Well, sadly, it may mean in some cases if you fill up your tank with cheap diesel, you're actually funding terrorist activity.
Mm. And in terms of the drugs market and the drugs side of things, I mean, is that a battle that is being won, do you feel, as a result of this report? Or is it always a battle that's going to be very, very difficult to win?
Well, it's clearly a battle which is difficult. It's difficult in every part of the Western world, the fight against drugs. There are also the particular issues, though we haven't particularly highlighted them in this report, of what are called legal highs, the new psychiatric active substances, where there are real issues because of the legislation as to how we deal with that. But, for example, we saw there extremely good use of other legislation around consumer product safety implemented by Belfast environmental health officers, which closed down some of the outlets that were selling the so-called legal highs. And I think that's another example of positive thinking, looking at different ways of dealing with the problem and getting the agencies working together in a joined-up and innovative way.
OK. Justice Minister David Ford, thanks for talking to us this morning.